relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very proud to introduce our guest host for today, Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. G. This is Jennifer Horn. I am from Salem Radio, Los Angeles, host of The Morning Answer on AM 870, AM 590, and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, The Answer. And you can hear me here usually every Wednesday in the third hour of the program. We're always talking about that crazy California, and it's a pleasure to fill in for Seb today. I want to remind you to stay in touch with him at Seb Gorka, and of course at SebGorka.com. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, and you can always reach us on the program. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call, and I've got a secret for you. Dr. G himself is going to be here on this program.
Whammo, blammo.
In just a few moments. Now, how weird is that? Should I interview him, or does he interview me when he's the guest? We'll battle it out. Maybe we'll have to arm wrestle for it and see what happens. But he'll be here. He's going to be on Newsmax today. That's where he is. The last couple of days that I've been in, he's been filling in on Newsmax on television. We'll talk about that in a few moments. And Newsmax has really been picking up in popularity, mostly because of the failures of other outlets in what's deemed the mainstream news media. Even Fox News has people just pouring out from regular viewership over to Newsmax, to One American News, to other networks, because they feel like things are not being shown to them, that maybe some information that they want to hear is being censored. It was really interesting. Yesterday on Newsmax, on Sean Spicer's program, Rudy Giuliani was a guest. And of course, he's a personal attorney for the president. Take a listen to cut number 6 about how he is being censored over at Fox News.
Can't even get on Fox anymore. If I say the word fraud, I'm thrown off the network. I'm sorry. There was fraud. I'm telling the truth, and they're lying. And not only are they lying, they're practicing a level of censorship that is so un-American that it's frightening.
People of a certain age remember when the news media and journalism took it as their task to hold people accountable, to hold our elected officials accountable. Do you remember those days? Do you remember the days when you'd have Walter Cronkite and it would actually sit out there and tell you the news, tell you the facts? They would answer the questions, who, what, when, where, and how. That's day one. My major's journalism. That's the first thing they teach you. So when you're writing an article or you're doing a piece of journalism, who, what, when, where, and how. Not what do you think. Not please offer your opinion. Who, what, when, where, how. Those were the days of classic journalism when people would answer those questions. Now what's happened? Now we have everybody tripping all over themselves. And yes, I am looking at you, Abilio. I'm looking at you, Jim Acosta, tripping all over themselves to become a star. They're not interested in reporting the news. They're desperate to tell you what they think. The days of just reporting something, giving you the facts, and letting you decide whether or not you think things are important, those days, they are gone. And I can't tell you, other than just going to many, many sources, whether that's online or on television, listening to talk radio, you have to have a broad media diet to actually figure out what's really happening. Because journalism now not willing to tell you, and Fox News was one of those sources I think a lot of conservatives trusted, right? And maybe still do to some extent. But there are certain things that we have visibly seen them remove from their docket, things that they were covering. One of them, remember when they brought up the GS word, George Soros? I think it was Newt Gingrich who said his name or had the nerve to utter his name, and they cut him off Fox News because he just uttered a name. Now you've got Rudy Giuliani coming out saying, if you're talking about voter fraud, if you're making claims of voter fraud or irregularities, forget if they are true or not or somewhere in between. They don't even want to tell you the story because the media doesn't trust you. They don't trust us to make up our own minds. Look, we don't have to tell you what to think. All we want to do is tell you the story. That's what journalism is about. Tell people the story and then let them decide for themselves. Now, I don't take issue, I do take issue many days with what Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo has to say. Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, these are people who are on news networks who give opinion. You know they're giving you their opinion and it's fine. The people that concern me are the ones who kind of pretend to be giving you the news, like the Jim Acostas, like the Caitlin Collins, like the Wolf Blitzers, who give you the news, but then at the same time, they kind of tell you what to think in their headlines and in the way they phrase things and maybe just outwardly telling you what to think. So Rudy Giuliani on Newsmax saying that Fox News won't even let him on to talk about voter fraud. Seb Gork will be on Newsmax tonight. We'll talk about that with him in just a few moments. Also want to let you know, speaking of voter fraud, that yesterday President Trump held a meeting at the White House. And in that meeting, he invited in some key allies from Congress. Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, actually sent out a tweet. Mark Meadows has been pretty conservative when it comes to these claims of voter fraud and irregularities. He sent out a tweet. And in that tweet, he said, several members of Congress just finished a meeting in the Oval Office with President Donald Trump, preparing to fight back against mounting evidence of voter fraud. Stay tuned. Now, what could that mean? Well, a lot of people were in that meeting, people whose names you might recognize. Mo Brooks, Matt Gaetz. I know he's a frequent guest on this program. Jim Jordan, who is a fantastic advocate for President Trump. Andy Biggs, Scott Perry, Louis Gohmert, Congresswoman-elect Marjorie Taylor Greene, all meeting with President Trump to discuss their path forward on January 6th. As Congress, as they get the results of the Electoral College transmitted to them. Now, the clock is ticking for President Trump. Obviously, we know that he has to make a case to the American people. He has to have a legal path forward to change the results of the election as they stand today. He has until January 20th. And I'm here to tell you, I never want to lie. I am here to tell you that it's an uphill climb for President Trump. But I would also say that every time President Trump makes a claim like this one, people in the news media, they laugh at him. People on the left say that he's crazy and that he needs to be removed from office because he's off the rails. But typically he knows something that we don't know. So stay tuned. This meeting happening, there are some congressional representatives in the Senate and others saying that they will stand up and that they will fight for President Trump. And I think we talked about it yesterday. This issue of voter fraud and irregularities goes so far beyond just the president. This goes to the future of every free and fair election we hope to have in the future. If we don't talk about voter fraud today, if we don't clean up our voter rolls in states that matter today, we're never going to have the opportunity to fix this again. Because I can tell you that Joe Biden is a person who benefited from these rule changes, from the irregularities. He has no interest in the next 4 years, and no one in his administration does, to make changes because he benefited from the way things are today. If he's sworn into office, do you entrust him to make the changes necessary to make sure that we have an election filled with integrity? And I don't think that you can. Whether President Trump sits in that Oval Office on January 20th or not, he is our best chance at pounding the drums by letting people know that this is something that matters, that this issue that we have seen unfold before us, all of the evidence that we have seen, that we have dug around and found on social media, we need to make sure that it matters. And did it change the results of the election? That's worth arguing about. But did it happen? Was there fraud? Absolutely there was. Can we do better as the greatest democracy on this planet? Can we do better as the shining example of democracy on this planet? Absolutely. That's what we should be doing. We have an opportunity to do it on January 5th. That's when the Senate runoff race is taking place. A lot of star power rushing to Georgia to make a case for both the Republican and Democrat candidates. Ivanka Trump was there yesterday. So was Kamala Harris, who is the senator from California. Well, up until today, we'll tell you about her replacement in a few moments. But Kamala Harris got up on that stage. And see if you notice anything different about the way Kamala Harris sounds in this clip compared to how she normally sounds. She's getting a little Georgia twang. Take a listen.
We're in the midst of a hunger crisis in America, and it's hitting Georgia hard. One in seven describing hunger in their households. One in six Georgian families are describing an inability or difficulty to pay rent. One in four small businesses in Georgia have gone out of business or are about to go out of business.
Does anybody else just get totally furious by this? My mom was born in Asheboro, North Carolina. And my family, God love them, my cousin Pat, my cousin Nita, they all have a Southern accent. My mom does not have hers any longer because she left there when she was nine. But it's easy. Believe me, I get it. When I would go back and visit and see my grandmother, it's easy to fall into that Southern accent. It's easy to get into the Southern twang, y'all. But when a politician does it up on a stage, just to seem like they're a little more likable and maybe trying to gain favor with the crowd, I don't know. It's kind of gross. Freaks me out a little bit. Kamala Harris, they're obviously rallying for the Democrats, John Ossoff, and, of course, Raphael Warnock, who she says are the two best candidates to continue the fight that was started back in November. Do you think the spending bill is bad now? Wait till you see an all-Democrat Senate. There will be no retainer wall. It will be spend, spend, spend. We will have more of what we saw yesterday rolled out over the next 4 years. So we have to stop this right now. Got to keep up that fight. And speaking of fight, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, before his television appearance on Newsmax, joins us next. This is America First. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. G.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Thanks for joining us. This is America First. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And hey, you know, don't forget to follow Seb on Twitter at Seb Gorka. Check out his website, sebgorka.com. You can always follow me at Jennifer Horn. And of course, you can reach us on the phone lines right now, 833-33-GORKA. Now, I hate when they tell me I have to have these guests, but you know, as a guest host, sometimes they just assign you these randos that just come on the program. So let me be the first to introduce you to a guy, let's see, named Sebastian Gorka.
Blammer, blammer.
Welcome to America First, Seb. How weird is that?
This is too weird. This is like this episode of Star Trek where Spock had a beard. This is like bizarro reverse. It's just, I freak it out, man.
I love it. Before you got on the air, I said, now, do I ask him the questions or does he ask me the questions? But you are joining us today because you were doing something really cool. Yesterday, you filled in for Greg Kelly on Newsmax. You were doing that again today. And in our last segment, we had Rudy Giuliani on with Sean Spicer, who says he's literally been blocked from Fox News because if he's talking about fraud, they don't want to listen to him. So Newsmax has been picking up a lot of listeners, a lot of viewers from Fox News because people just want to hear the whole story so they can make up their mind.
Yeah, I'm so honored to be asked to just stand in for a few days to host Greg Kelly's show on Newsmax. I'll be doing it again this evening at 7. This is the show, the first show on Newsmax that beat Fox in the ratings.
Awesome.
And then to have you cover for me on my show is just absolutely perfect. But it's freaky. I hate having to stare into a camera for a whole hour. Like,
okay.
Weird.
But you do a YouTube stream, which is, by the way, available right now. YouTube, just go to Seb Gorka on YouTube. But you do this anyway. But is it because it's a bigger camera? Does that freak you out?
It's just a different kind of setup.
It's
because, you know, in my studio, It's a big room. You got the big desks. You got the microphones. You got the screens for the TV.
The lava lamp.
And this. And the lava lab, the toys behind me, and then there's this little kind of camera just tucked up on the, you know, back on the wall. In this studio, and Jeff was with me last night, Mr. G, it's just this black studio and this massive teleprompter camera, and that's it. It's a little bit, I was out of my comfort zone, but I think I did okay, and it was a lot of fun.
I can't wait to see it. Now, I have Newsmax, so I actually set my DVR so I can watch it tonight, which I'm really excited about. I'm going to go back and check out yesterday's show. But from what I saw that you posted, I mean, you looked great up there. How is it intimidating to have to read off of the teleprompter? Because so much of what we do, breaking news, neither one of us rehearsed for this.
So it's what?
Not that you couldn't tell. But is it weird to have to stay on track like that? I don't know. That's the thing that would scare me a little bit.
I was thinking, it's funny you mentioned this because you're such a radio pro. I spent a large chunk of the day thinking about the difference. And I was listening to Rush early today. I was listening to Dennis. And it's a different form. And you can hear when you listen with radio, it's just a little bit looser. And I don't mean we're lazy or it's easier,
no.
But because you have a longer amount of time and because you're really creating a personal, I think on radio, you're creating a personal relationship with the listener. Television, for some reason, is a little bit more stiff and you feel a little bit more constrained.
Right.
It felt really short. Jeff and I would say, oh my gosh, are we done? Are we finished? It was crazy. So, it feels a little bit tighter, a little bit more artificial, but I guess it's a different kind of art form. And look, you know radio better than anybody. Radio, you're really connecting because we're on YouTube, but usually there's no visual element. So all right. You have is your voice and you're having a discussion with a good friend, right?
That's right. And that's exactly what you do. You think about one person, not all the ears. You think about one set of ears.
Right.
I got to ask you as a girl, I got to ask you a big question. Did you wear makeup?
I detest the whole makeup thing.
So you had to, didn't you?
I kind of fibbed. I went in and they said I got there an hour early. Jeff came there after the show. He was there as well. And they said, oh, you can go to makeup now. And I said, oh, really?
I've already been. Can't you tell?
I walked into the lady and I said, "I've already got some on. I'm good, don't you think?" And she said, "Yeah, you look all right." And so, you know, as I started sweating half an hour later in front of the massive barrage of lights, she came in and put some of this clear stuff on to stop the sweating. But I don't know how. I'm going to be dead. This is the serious stuff, okay?
I
do not know how you ladies do it. I detest. The stuff they cake all over your face.
God, I would love to be able to do makeup. It would be so much fun. I was just told today that I should do makeup tutorials around the radio station. So maybe we can do
some,
a group
there
thing,
are some,
I think.
There are some guys who need it in that building.
We'll just
names.
Leave it there, but that's right.
No
all right,
names.
So tell us, what does it rhyme with?
No right. Comment.
I know. So talk to us about this latest spending bill, Seb. But we laughed a little bit. We actually spoke off the air yesterday, and I decided that we need to rally for a commission. We need to get an appointment on that gas can commission. But what do you think President Trump should do? I mean, his hands are tied here. You've got the Georgia election coming up, but this is not a great bill. What do you think he should do?
Somebody said it on Twitter a few hours ago. No, somebody DM'd me on Twitter and said, would you remind the president that the last time he promised he would never, ever sign a bill like this?
Yeah.
No, that's not my job to do. I'm not going to tell the president not to do that. But on this show, on America First, with you hosting, I'm going to say, Mr. President, you shouldn't. This is proof positive. I said it on your show this morning with Kurt Schlichter. This is proof that the GOP establishment and the Democrats, you know, the swamp writ large, hasn't changed one iota in the last 4 years. I mean, the idea that, you know, Bangladesh and Mexico and Egypt, together are getting more money than any American who's suffering from COVID. It is a travesty, Jen.
Yeah. No, it is. This is a disgrace. And it took them 6 months to bring this to us. And by the way, talking about Fox News and the difference in media outlets this morning, they were celebrating. Oh, it is so great. We've got this $600. Now, look, $600 is great. That's a lot of money. But is that enough to get people who have been out of work for 9 months out of trouble? It's not. And it's instead broad, I guess, some sort of relief. They should be doing targeted relief, targeted to Americans. And I know the president has a tough decision to make. And, there are a lot of political paths that are attached to this, of course. But if I would like to see him veto this, I wouldn't be mad at him. And by the way, Lindsey Graham, I agree with him. He said, if you want to see something worse than this, make sure that the Democrats win in the Senate in Georgia, because if they do, more of this is going to be on the way, Seb.
Yeah, this is a slow look. Look, I'm sure there are millions out there that need $600, but really, this is a slap in the face, especially in states like yours in California, where you're being told, you've got 25% of your restaurant that can open or none of it. You can't pay the electricity
Newsmax
bills.
Is the place where you will see Dr. G hosting for Greg Kelly. That's tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Check him out. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka. This is America First.
FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. G. That was kind of fun, actually. Jennifer Horn in as a guest host today. America First is what you have found. And if you missed it, Seb just called in to his own program on Skype, on the radio. And I interviewed him. It was weird. We felt like we were in some sort of weird, like, Star Trek episode, like time trance, time travel or something. But in any case, catch him tonight, Seb Gorka, on Newsmax tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, in for Greg Kelly. And you want to check him out. He was there yesterday. From what I hear, did a fantastic job. I'm going to watch that tonight. I'm DVRing the episode tonight. Hope that you do too. Catch it. Support Seb on Newsmax tonight. Greg Kelly beat Fox in the ratings. That's big stuff. And you could check it out, newsmax.com, to find out what channel Newsmax is in your area. We thank you for joining us on America First. Merry Christmas to all of you. Now, I want to start with a story that was pretty disturbing, and it caught my attention because we've been talking a lot about our tax dollars, right? We've been talking a lot about the COVID-19 stimulus, talking about the best use of our taxpayer dollars and some of the relief that is or isn't being offered properly by the government. We'll get back to that and get to your phone calls as well. 833-33-GORKA is the place. But this story caught my eye, and really curious to know what all of you think about it. Back in 2007, a man named Mark Allen Campbell, who now prefers to go by Nicole Rose Campbell of Wisconsin, was arrested for sexually assaulting and abusing his 10-year-old daughter, his own daughter. He was sentenced to 34 years in prison for this act. This month, December 2020, a federal judge declared that Campbell, who's now 49, who identifies as a transgender woman, has a constitutional right to gender affirmation surgery paid for by the taxpayers. Racine Correctional Institute, which is a men's prison where Campbell has been housed, has allowed him to dress in women's clothing. They allow him to wear makeup. Campbell has received a taxpayer-funded hormone treatment or series of treatments and counseling. And he's received this since he has been incarcerated, so for all of those years. In 2013, 6 years into his prison term, Campbell requested gender confirmation surgery. That means reassignment, but in politically correct term. The time, his request was denied. But in 2016, he filed a lawsuit claiming that Campbell's Eighth Amendment rights had been violated as Department of Corrections officials were indifferent to Campbell's medical needs. Now, the suit claims that Campbell was forced to suffer under the cruel and unusual punishment of not allowing Campbell to undergo drastic body modification surgery that would destroy Campbell's reproductive system and sexual health. Since the DOC had provided Campbell with hormone therapy, Judge Diane Sykes argued there was no way for them to anticipate the medical care being insufficient in resolving the inmate's distress, certainly not to the degree of violating Campbell's constitutional rights. The dissenting judge, Diane Wood, insisted that the DOC was deliberately indifferent to Campbell's condition, which they believe could lead to self-harm and even surgery that would be done by the prisoner themselves. Now, if in Campbell's dismay, not having surgery provided, Campbell would undertake to remove his own parts to make the correction themselves. This is what they were worried about in Racine Prison, the Department of Corrections. This judge, Diane Wood, insisted that this was cruel and unusual, and now it was granted the constitutional right of this prisoner to receive gender reassignment surgery. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call and chime in on that. You can tweet me as well at Jennifer Horn. This is a disturbing story, a use of taxpayer money and a discussion of whether or not it is constitutionally bound to provide prisoners with this type of surgery. Now, there's a lot going on. Not only would this person receive the reassignment surgery, but then they would be removed from a men's prison, put into a women's prison, a woman's prison. We had the same story when Bradley Manning became Chelsea Manning. Is it the taxpayer's responsibility to provide the money for this? I would think, and I think people would probably argue, that this could be considered elective surgery. It's not life-saving surgery in any case. And a judge feels that it is constitutionally the duty of the state to provide this service, which I think many people might consider to be elective. What comes next? Do we provide nose jobs, plastic surgery type scenarios for prisoners in need? This is a quandary for taxpayers in the state of Wisconsin. Your thoughts, 833-33-GORKA. And we will take those. It's a tough case, obviously some gruesome details to it. But is somebody in prison allowed to have these rights? I say no. What do you say? 3333-GORKA, Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
America First, magnificent.
I want you to know how thankful I am for you. Whenever I turn to this audience, to Seb's audience, to join a worthy cause like my Angel Tree campaign, you never let me down. Thanks to Angel Tree, kids with a mom or dad in prison are reminded year-round, but especially at the holiday season at Christmas, that their incarcerated parent still loves them. And prison fellowship volunteer Stacy Campbell says she'll never forget the first time she got to bless a prisoner's child with a Christmas present made possible by donors just like you.
And it was a little boy answered the door, and I said, oh, here's a gift from your dad. And it was just this, oh, he remembered me. And I think the whole gift kind of fades into the background. It's that connection and that realization that I belong, and my friends are having Christmas, but I'm having Christmas too. I'm worthy as a little kid. And that's the part that doesn't leave you.
what a special blessing children receive from the Angel Tree program. But we're only about 72 hours away from Christmas. So now it is your turn to share the love of Jesus through a donation to our Angel Tree campaign. Just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner for a gift of just $220. You can bless 10 children of prisoners with personalized Christmas gifts and a personal note from their incarcerated parent. Plus, every Angel Tree family is also given access to a free, easy-to-read copy of the Bible in English or Spanish. It's getting late, but there's still time to make Christmas special for a boy or girl who really needs hope. Today, please go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. And we thank you so much for caring. And Merry Christmas to all of you. Such a good undertaking. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka on America First. Such a pleasure to fill in day number two. Always so much fun to hang out with all of you. And not only are we talking about this COVID bill, we've been talking about all sorts of things, including this story out of Wisconsin. Very disturbing. A man who's serving a 34-year prison sentence started to identify as a woman, became a transgender woman, and asked for the state to pay for his gender reassignment, gender confirmation surgery. And the state pushed back. A judge, however, said that it is a constitutional right of this man to receive the surgery and do it on the taxpayer's dime to prevent self-harm. Let's go to Matt in California. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. Matt in California, you are on America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. G.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing? It's funny, I heard you talking about how you don't understand how you go to jail. You've taken somebody else's freedoms away.
That's right.
And I don't understand how they seem to get, like, extra freedoms than the freedoms of the people who are out in here, you know, working hard trying to make a good life for themselves. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't.
And this here is crazy. It's like gender reassignment isn't going to, you know, make or break your life. And if it is because you're threatening your life, then you're a suicide watch. That
yeah,
has nothing
see,
to do with
that's,
your life.
That's exactly right. We were talking off the air, and Shad, who jumps on occasionally, made a great point and said, what if someone was going to threaten self-harm if they didn't get to eat filet mignon all night, every night? Would we say that the taxpayers need to bring in filet mignon? No, we would put that person probably in counseling. We'd probably put them in a program, Suicide Watch, to make sure that they couldn't harm themselves, and we would leave it at that. And it seems that people are really trying to hold the system and hold the taxpayer hostage for a list of demands. This is something that I think requires counseling. You want to keep extra watch on someone like this, but do we really need to spend tens of thousands of dollars to grant what is a wish and certainly not life-saving surgery? I mean, I think we would take issue with someone who wanted to get a nose job or some sort of plastic surgery in prison on the taxpayer's dime. Why wouldn't we take issue with this? Matt, are you still there? You're still on the line?
I'm still here. I'm just letting you talk.
Where are you in California? Where do you live?
I'm in North Cali, Santa Rosa area.
Okay, beautiful area, wine country area. You know, the story that has it just got me thinking when I saw you were calling in from my home state of California and we were talking about prisoners' rights. There was a caller who called in earlier and said, oh, what about the unemployment benefits that went to prisoners? Remember Scott Peterson, the guy who killed his pregnant wife and is serving a jail sentence right now? It was revealed this month that he didn't need surgery of any kind, but he's been getting thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits, as have thousands of other prisoners sitting in California jails right now. We need to get serious about whether or not prison is a place, obviously, for safety and protection for the people that are in there. And it's the state's responsibility to do that. But certainly they don't need to be getting surgeries. They don't need to be getting unemployment. We need to get serious about making these people live out their sentences and then get to living and making those choices for themselves. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. Kathy is in Oregon on line two. Hi, Kathy. You're on America First with Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm very nervous, so you may have to keep me in line.
You are so sweet. Don't worry, Kathy. It's just the two of us gals chatting. What's going on?
I love my president.
I do too.
And I'm not saying that lightly. I just love what he's about. But this is what I personally, my opinion, I think he needs to do about this COVID bill. Before he vetoes it, he needs to make a statement and lay out why he's going to veto it. You know, just list all of the countries that are getting money from us, blah, 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 blah. Lay it out, because the mainstream media is singing the praises of this $600. And he needs to just put it out there before they get a hold of it and explain. Because lefties are not listening to you or to Rush or to anybody on the conservative side. It's proof positive because they didn't even know about the Hunter laptop.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I think you bring up a great point, Kathy. I think I'm hearing what you're saying, that you'd like to see President Trump veto this bill. I think, you know, I would too, based on principle. But there's a lot of stuff attached to this, and the narrative of the mainstream media that has been complicit and has been the PR branch, the public relations branch of the Democrat Party, has been very, very powerful. And so we have an election coming up in Georgia. And Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, said, if you think this one's bad, wait till you see what could be next if we lose Georgia. And so will the president have his ear bent by Lindsey Graham and others that this has to pass so that they can win Georgia? I don't know. It seems like a bit of a hostage situation, I would hope. And my prayer is that President Trump vetoes this one. But we'll see. It sits upon his desk right now. We'll continue to follow this afternoon and see if there's any movement in that area. 833-33-GORKA, the number to call. Jennifer Horn, happy to be filling in for my friend Seb Gorka on America First.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Thanks for joining us. It is America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Check him out online. SebGorka.com is a place you can check us out on YouTube right now. Just follow Seb Gorka's page. In fact, like the page. Follow it right there. YouTube. Easy peasy. You can follow me on Twitter, Parler, Facebook, at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer Horn Radio on Facebook. Not to be confused with New Hampshire Jennifer Horn, who is running the Lincoln Project. Different. We have much different ideals. All right. Wanted to bring up to you, we're talking about all kinds of things, but the COVID-19 relief, air quotes, package that is passing through Congress. They did last night, both the Senate and the House passing this through. Only six Republican senators actually stood up to this bill, which is just filled with pork and pet projects for a lot of politicians and other countries, by the way. Forget the Americans who need it because of the COVID pandemic. But part of it, the thing that the mainstream news media is celebrating, is the $600, right? That is going to go to Americans, whether you lost your job or not. If you make under $100,000 a year, you're getting the $600. So I thought it would be fun to do a little math. Remember months back, out of touch, fancy Nancy Pelosi, who loves to go on late night TV and show her refrigerator, sub-zero refrigerator filled with Jenny's ice cream? That Nancy Pelosi, the one who got her hair cut when all of California was shut down, salons were out of business, and then said she was set up. Well, that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, loves that Jenny's ice cream. And so I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to see how much $600 could buy in Jenny's ice cream? And I have found the answer. You can join the Jenny's Flavor of the Month Club for 6 months for $379. But with your stimulus, you're not even able to join the year-long plan. If you're getting $600, the year-long membership to Jenny's gourmet ice cream that Nancy Pelosi loves so much, $769. You can't even use your stimulus check for ice cream. Can you believe it? All right, Isaac in L.A. Isaac, you're on America First with Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I had a thought. Perhaps our dear president can speak about all the nonsense that the Democrats want in this bill and say, I'm canceling this in favor of getting each American $1,200 instead of $600, and we're not going to send our money overseas. We are going to focus on Americans first.
You know what I wish that he would do? Because I hear what you're saying, and I like that idea, so let's just kind of play off of it. Here's the problem. If President Trump vetoes it, points out all the pork, points out all the waste, the corruption that's in that bill, If he does it but doesn't sign it, then the news media can be all over him, and it's very possible Republicans will lose Georgia. What if he just exposes all the fraud and says, I'm going to sign it anyway, but tells people what's in it? Because guess what? Unless you're listening to talk radio, you're not actually hearing what's in this bill. You're only hearing about this wonderful $600 that's coming your way. So maybe President Trump just needs to shine the light on this before he signs it, because if he vetoes it, you know Congress isn't going to get it together and put together what he wants anyway. We'll talk about it in the next hour. Michael Reagan joins us next. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka on America First.